Welcome back to the show. This is Talking Shiz with Miss Julia Cutney and Tom Rapko.
Wow.
Thank you for, wasn't you like that?
That was very fancy.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, let's talk 4th of July because I like blowing shit up. Small things. I'm not like anything that I need to be watched about or anything. I'm not like that. I mean, like cardboard boxes
and stuff.
I
like blowing things up.
I'm more like a 12-year-old, like, let's blow up this action figure.
You're the person who, like, strips bottle awesome. Rockets. Yeah.
Let's blow up this bottle of Pepsi. It'll be sweet. No, for real. It's 4th of July, and the last time I went to like a house party with fireworks, I got shot with a giant firework. So I'm not too like keen to be around like little kids and fireworks.
No,
little kid should not have been messing with that firework, first of all.
Oh, the little kid that set it off?
Well, no, he knocked it over. He ran over and knocked it over, and it aimed a very large firework, the kind that blow up big in the sky.
Okay.
And it aimed right at me and my dad, and it shot, and like my skin got ripped off my arm, and like I thought my lip was hanging off.
Oh, no.
It was like I got flash banged because it went boom right in front of like my face, and it was like I couldn't hear anything. It was like I saw like bright white. I could barely see anything. I just started walking around. And my face went so numb that I thought my lip was hanging down. No, I thought it was hanging down.
Ooh.
It felt like it was hanging.
Oh,
it was weird.
Oh, that's a weird feeling to think about.
And I was just like walking through the garage, like stunned. Like, and that now I'm like, that's what it feels like probably to get stunned by the cops. Like when they throw a stun grenade in there.
Or like a smoke bomb. Yeah,
I really was stunned. I was totally disoriented. Like I didn't know what had just happened. It works.
That makes sense of why they have those things, those smoke bomb things too, you know? Like.
So I've been flashbanged. I tased myself one time just to see what it was like. I guess the only thing left is to get shot.
Let's not make that one happen. But yeah, 4th of July for me.
So anyway.
Anyway, wrangling, trying to, let me herd these cats. Hold on. You never heard that expression, herd cats?
Herd cats?
Herd cats, like it's herding cats.
Oh.
You never heard that expression?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Okay. Anywho, so 4th of July is a big deal for me because...
It's her birthday.
Truth, it really is. It's,
happy birthday, Lisa. It's your birthday,
that's
Lisa.
Not my name.
I know, but that's from The Simpsons.
I know. What it's from. I got you.
Happy birthday,
Lisa. It's your birthday.
Oh, I was doing it wrong.
Happy birthday, Lisa. There you go.
It was like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
He was trying to be. He thought he was.
Yeah. Yep.
Happy birthday, Julia. It's your birthday, Julia.
I will expect that as my birthday greeting.
That's
on
how
my
you'll
birthday.
Be woken up. I'll be like dancing. I'll have Michael Jackson's jacket on with like one sparkly glove and like a black wig on because I'm bald. I have a black like curly wig on. Maybe put like a weird nose on.
That makes it just look so fake.
Happy birthday, Julia. It's your birthday, Julia.
The sad part is, I would actually probably think that's really fun. I would wake up and I would like be slightly annoyed for a half a second.
No pants.
Like a half a second.
Just the jacket.
That would be awkward. But yeah.
It would be hilarious.
So now, if you guys want to see Tom actually wake me up that way on my birthday, subscribe.
With pants.
With pants, yes.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe if we hit... Anyways. If we had enough, we could make an idea. Like, if we had enough listeners.
If we hit 1 million, we will.
Oh,
I will go,
no, no, no.
I will go in the, what's his name? Man, what a Bruno. The Bruno onesie.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Jumpsuit?
No, the one where he wears on the beach. It's like a giant thong, but it's on his whole body.
Oh, okay.
And he's really hairy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm hairy, but I'm not that hairy. Like, he's really hairy.
Yeah.
I could maybe spray paint my hair black to make it look hairier. Maybe not spray paint. That'd probably be a bad idea.
You can get like that stuff that girls put on their eyebrows or whatever to make their eyebrows darker. But just put on your arm hair.
I'm eyelining my
like brow chest hair. Like eyebrow tint.
Make it look thicker and fuller.
You could get the hair dye that washes out one wash that you get for like Halloween.
Ooh, I could be or Austin, like a fat Austin Powers.
Or the spray, and you could just spray your arm hair.
I could just tape fur to myself and be like a fat Austin Powers. I've always wanted to be something like really funny for Halloween, and for some reason I never do it. One time, all right, I know that you guys are like, move on already, but I have one more idea I have to share. There was a Halloween that we thought of, and I may still do in the future, but they made we were talking about making a t-shirt, cutting a square hole out of it, right where where whoever was wearing it, where your gut is.
Yeah.
So your gut's kind of hanging out. Like the square, like lets it hang out. And then we were going to get some stuff and like sew it to the shirt and make it look like a framed TV. So the cutout hole of your belly was on the TV screen. And above, we were going to put reality TV. And just tell people we're reality TV. And this was the reality, was the fat gut.
Okay.
I thought it was hilarious. Someone else actually came up with the idea. I have to give credit. Caleb LSD, as he's called. He's the one that came up with the idea. But we came up with it together, technically. So I'm a co-owner.
I have one.
You're like, I'm so embarrassed.
No, I have a more embarrassing... homemade costume that was supposed to be funny. I thought it was funny, but it didn't get as many laughs. So I thought I got like a black dress and like leggings and like black boots. And I bought, you know, little cereal boxes you get that are like the individual boxes you might see at like a hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
When you go, there's like, oh, there's eight of them in a pack.
Like little kids eat for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. So I got those and I glued.
And guys with laptops that walk around with laptops.
Right. I glued pinbacks to them, the empty boxes, and pinned them all over my dress. And then I got a fake knife with fake blood, and I was a serial killer.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Ayo!
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Serial killer.
And then I made a girl version of Daryl Dixon, and I was Darlene Dixon.
Darlene Dixon?
Yep.
That sounds like it could happen on Fear the Walking Dead. Like, for real.
That's where it's going. Parallel universes.
They're like, we need a Daryl, but we need it female because everything now has to be female.
Darlene.
So we're going to make her Darlene Dixon.
Meredith Dixon.
And she'll wear a white leather vest with black wings.
It's just like the Walking Dead anti-universe. So what's going on? Like that's where you think the show is going.
For some reason, that's what movie makers feel today. I mean, look what they did with the Oceans movie. They were like, no men are allowed. It has to be Oceans 9. It's going to be 9 women. You know what I mean? And like the Ghostbusters. Yeah. They're like, no men. No men. Has to be all women. Flop. I'm sorry. Not that movies that are all women are going to flop, but I mean, they have when it's forced.
I think when you're making it so blatant forced, like that, there's a certain expectation then of how these of how these women are going to be in the movie.
Like Rogue One was actually a perfect example of them, I think, doing it right. I think a lot of people got mad about that they were, you know what I mean? Remember when everyone was getting mad on the internet about her being the lead being female and them making her female, like, purposely, because they, like, purposely wanted a female-driven thing or whatever. I actually thought it was amazing. Rogue One is an amazing movie. Plus, it has the greatest Darth Vader moment in any movie, I think, when he's just chopping people up.
Yeah.
We never got to see that before, and he was just chopping people up. Flung that dude up to the ceiling, chopped him in half. Everyone's like, oh my god. What is happening? Like, oh my god. In the theater, people were going nuts. It's crazy. That is, I think, an example of doing it right.
And I think you're looking at two different presentations of what initially female empowerment is. With the new Star Wars franchise, they didn't say there's no boys allowed.
Right.
And so...
Whereas Ocean's 9 did.
And my point...
And Ghostbusters right. did.
And the point I was going to make before was that when you set yourself up as this all... female empowerment cast, you set a very strong tone for your movie.
Well,
so your movie better deliver with the strong tone that you're giving with it.
But even when you do that, even if you do, if you did that with men and said this is going to be an all men movie, no female, you alienate people.
Oh, 100%.
Like instantly, you're like, well, you have people that are like, I don't want to see that. Just because of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I mean, there's proof, too, because those movies flopped, and like, horribly. But then you look at Bridesmaids, and it wasn't like that. That's just, the movie happened to be like that. It wasn't forced. Mm-hmm. It just happened to be about bridesmaids, and bridesmaids are women, so it wasn't forced. The movie's hilarious. It did good. That movie was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, when they force it is when it's like, you can tell when people force it, I think.
Right. I think another thing to maybe a little bit out of topic with this, but I think when you when we isolate and do like only women working on this and only men working on this, we know that men and women think differently. And when you're excluding one or the other, you're excluding that opinion and idea and everything. So everything seems so one-sided, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't take a drink of water.
Oh, it's all good. And I think that's when you get... things that, I mean, maybe you did need that input of that other whoever.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't plan for anybody to do it. I think the best person for that role should get it, no matter what color they are, no matter what sex they are, no matter how tall, skinny, fat they are. They should go by how good they are at that part. You know what I mean? Look at Marvel. Like, that scene where... one of them's in trouble, and she's like, "Where are your friends now?" And she's, or something. And Scarlett Johansson's like, "She's not alone." And it's just all female. Mm-hmm. It was like, that part was so stupid. It's like, how are all the females in one place? There's not one male helping.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Out of all the male superheroes that are there, which is all of them.
Yeah.
We saw them come out. Not one male was allowed to help with that. You know what I mean? It's that force thing I'm trying to explain, I mm-hmm. guess. I guess I just don't know how to explain it, but I think some people will understand what I'm trying to say anyway.
Because Scarlet Witch, I'm not trying to be offensive. Character.
Don't get mad at me. I'm not trying to be.
Right.
No, I mean, the characters are amazing. It's the situations right. that they put are forced, and it's like that was ridiculous. Like,
but that's my point.
Obviously, like, one of the guys would have helped.
Right. They're all there together.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, all the ladies got that one.
You know what I mean? If Cap was like a foot from her, he wouldn't help her out. He'd be like, oh, sorry, you got this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm actually honestly hopeful for the future for Star Wars because a lot of people are coming out against Kathleen Kennedy and hopefully, praise Jesus, that they will fire her. And Star Wars will be saved because now she's trying to take credit for Mandalorian and Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And when she wasn't even in the room. I read that. She wasn't even in the room.
Was it all Team Favreau anyway?
Yeah.
Like, dude came up with all that stuff?
Yeah.
And like, he's not going to let her in.
It's like, this lady is grasping at straws. Like, she is trying so hard. She just needs to be out, I think.
She's like...
she needs to be out.
It reminds me of like... when you're in like a classroom of kids and you have like the one kid in the corner who's like, hey guys, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Do you remember I'm here?
Right.
I'm in your class. I'm right here. Hey. And like, that's what she kind of reminds me of, that kid. And it makes everybody be like, oh, okay, bye.
It makes Star Wars a bummer. It's kind of like Star Wars is a party and like she's the principal that you're partying in the principal's house.
Or she's,
and she's the principal and she came home and she's ruining it all.
Or she's the kid you can't stand who your mom made you invite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the like, or the parent that like won't let you do your science project, they take over and they got to do it. And they're like, well, wait, I could do this. It's going to be awesome. And it's super corny and stupid.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yep. Nailed it.
I'm sorry, I do not like that lady. Oh my gosh.
The new Star Wars franchise is something we could have another podcast on.
I am excited about it.
Because I feel like there's a lot of positives about that, but there's also
There's hopeful things. The Obi-Wan thing, the Darth Maul thing. There's a few things.
We did get Mandalorian on this new one, too. I'm very
interested in. Yeah, we could do Mandalorian. I love Mandalorian.
But that's something we got out of this newer franchise of that and this Favreau, merger or whatever, you know?
He killed it.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to hand all the movies over to this guy, I think.
Yeah. Was it him that we were watching at that Comic-Con on YouTube that was like, oh, here's some of my other friends who are going to be, and here's another project we're doing.
Yeah.
Who was introducing? So if you haven't seen it, I don't know what you looked it up under, but I don't know what Comic-Con it was, but you know, we could try to see if we can find it and link it, or at least reference it. But
or just search it for yourself. You are an adult.
And I know
you got this.
And I know you can cut out a bunch of that other stuff before. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, I would search for Jon Favreau and Disney Marvel press conference, maybe.
Well, usually it was the Comic-Con, right?
Comic-Con, yeah.
It'd probably be the big one in California. They usually do that, the big one. So I would look up probably maybe like San Diego, California, Comic-Con.
Yeah, but anyway. Natalie Portman came out when they were talking about new Thor stuff, and then Angelina Jolie came out about something, and then
I'm actually excited about it. There were her so being many people. Thor. Yeah. I want to see this. I think she's going to be good at Thor. When she held that hammer, and you can see her said she's been working on her arms and stuff. It's like, ooh, this could be good. Because you know Hemsworth is probably going to be like the new Odin. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
I think that's why they made him fat. I think everyone thought it was like a joke and it was funny, but I think it's actually leading to him
like
being the new Odin. Yeah.
Do you think that Loki will make it back?
I don't.
Or do you think they're going to keep that?
I think he's gone. I think he's done. I think he's gone.
Because I wondered about that with the new Thor
movie. They have too many new characters. They said they're bringing Fantastic Four and certain X-Men into the mix soon. So it's like, I don't think they're going to bring him back. There's just too many people that they're coming. I think they needed to kill people off. I think that's why Scarlett Johansson had such a, honestly, small goodbye for how big of a character she was.
I thought they could have done a bigger death for her.
Everyone was so big about Iron Man. And it was like, you realize Scarlett Johansson was there since at least the beginning of the first Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
If not sooner, I can't remember, to be honest. I'd have to go back and watch. But I know she was in the first... Wait, I think she was in the first Iron Man.
I believe you're right.
I think she might have been with that terrible wig. Remember that terrible wig?
Yeah, that was when they were still doing character development, probably, for what she looked, you know.
Yeah.
Tweaking hair colors and looks and stuff.
That was awesome. I need to go back and watch all these originals, like, all over again.
Have a Marvel marathon.
Yeah, but anyways, we're at 20 minutes. We're running pretty long. We're going to do another podcast and come back. We always talk over and we get off subject, but I think, you know, that's just how it goes, I guess.
That's life.
But we have a musical guest, Krang from Chicago. You're going to like him. If you liked the last bands we played, you're going to love him. If you didn't like the last bands we played, you're probably not going to like him. We are going to have other styles of music. We're looking for people, actually, as we speak, for musicians, acoustic, rap, honestly, any style, bluegrass, rock, metal, punk, crust, anything. So hit us up if you have music and you want to be spotlighted on one of our episodes, because we only do one band an episode. And we will put you on an episode if we like your music. So send us. And anything you'd like to say?
After that, I don't think there's anything to be said, so.
Then nothing else to say. And here's Krang.